East Coast or West Coast?
Well, come on. Oh, Sunshine State, baby. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
The coronavirus is all through the city and people still out here doing jumping jacks in the streets.
We call it the West Coast Swing.
Let's do it.
It's Big Ben's idea. So I'll ask a question. We'll start off with Baylor. Then we go to Dave. And I'm just here to stir the pot.
Got you.
Okay.
So here we go. We're going Baylor first and then Dave. You got to start one, bench one, and cut one. West Coast theme.
Okay.
Zach LaVine, Devin Booker, and Paul George. But here's the catch. It's 2023 when you have to make this decision. So it's 3 years from now. We're projecting out 3 years from now. Start one, cut one, bench one.
I'm starting Booker. I'm benching Zach, and I'm cutting PG.
Okay. Dave?
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing. I'm starting Booker. I'm benching Zach, and I'm cutting Paul George. I just don't think he's going to survive the test of time.
You guys are good. He'd be 33. He's slipping. All right. Same scenario. Start one, bench one, cut one. We're starting with Dave, though. This is Pac-12. These are Pac-12 alumni. Aaron Gordon, University of Arizona. Kyle Kuzma, University of Utah. Or Jaylen Brown, Cal. Start one, cut one, bench one.
I'm going to start Jaylen Brown. I'm going to bench Gordon, and I'm going to cut Kuzma.
Okay, Baylor.
Yeah, same. Unanimous.
Yeah.
All right, you guys are thinking alike. Baylor, you're up. Top five in the NBA, and they had to play at least one game this year to qualify to be in your top five.
Top five overall players in the NBA.
Yes, and they had to play one game this year, so KD's out. He's not in this discussion.
Okay. So
it's
I'm just
your opinion.
I'm going to go Bron, Kawhi, Greek, Harden, Steph.
Okay.
No, take Steph out.
Whoa, we're Warriors pod here. Leave him in.
I'm stuck. I'm gonna go Bron, Kawhi, Greek, Harden, Dame. There we go.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Well, I'm definitely going LeBron and I'm definitely going AD. Those two definitely make it. I'm going Greek. Greek Freak definitely makes it. And this is, does this have to be in order?
No. Okay. Just your five.
And then I'm definitely going Harden. And I can't go Dame. Dame, the team is just not there right now. So I would probably go, I say Joel? I like Joel Embiid. Maybe I like the potential of Joel. So maybe he might not be top five, but just for now, I'm going to throw Joel in there.
All right. It's your opinion. There's no wrong answers. All right, Dave, your turn. Most underrated player in the NBA.
Most underrated player.
In your opinion.
Oh, my God. Chris Middleton.
Ooh, all right. I like that one.
Yeah. I think, and it's funny because I think he probably just missed out on being a part of the 50-40-90 with this coronavirus and the season being suspended. But I think that, you know, we talked a lot about Greek Freak, but yeah, Chris Middleton is underrated.
BTG?
I'm going to go Kelly Oubre.
Ooh, I like that son. Miami? Sons, right?
Oh, okay. I'm thinking about Olenek Oubre, the young kid who
lefty from Kansas.
Maybe dunking it on everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
My guy's Drew Holiday. I don't think he gets enough run. Ooh, doesn't get enough rec.
Drew HLA. Holiday, Drew's that's nice. My guy. Yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
I remember him when he was with the Sixers. You know what? I'm trying to look for guys on teams that are in the playoffs. But Kelly Oubre and Drew are definitely solid guys that are definitely fly below the radar. So those are solid picks.
All right, Baylor, you're up. We're going to the coaching ranks. You got to hire one, fire one, and I don't have anything that rhymes with it. So you got to move them over to be your color analyst. All right. Hire, fire, move them to TV. We got Terry Stotts from Portland. We got Mike Malone from Denver. And we got Quinn Snyder from Utah.
Quinn Snyder, he's going straight to the analyst. He's going out of there. Who do we got?
Terry Stotts from Portland, great offensive mind. We got Mike Malone from Denver, feisty defensive mind.
I'm going Mike Malone as the head coach.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to, because they gritty over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that, because you could plug in an offensive piece or two. But as long as you put in that defensive scheme, and yeah, I gotta go with that.
All right, Dave.
Yeah, I agree with his list 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna bring it back to my Warriors now. Dave, you're up first.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to keep or trade your top three pick this summer if you're the Golden State Warriors?
Trade.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not keeping it. I know Draymond's coming back. I'm sorry. I know Steph will be healthy, hopefully. Draymond, you bring Klay back. If I can trade my top three pick with a guy like Andrew Wiggins and potentially get a guy like the Greek Freak or attract another big name, yeah, I'm not loyal to that pick. I want to go for guys who's proven themselves, because they want to jump back into the championship conversation. And with that new arena, yeah, they're not trying to build draft picks. They're trying to win now. So yeah, I'll trade it.
All right. Baylor, same question.
I'm trading because we always reload and we reload through free agency. It's shown that it has been a free agency destination. So yeah, I'm trading those.
Okay. All right. These next three, they're just rapid fire. So I'm going Baylor, Dave, Baylor, Baylor, Dave.
Let's do it.
Baylor, Chuck Taylor's or Jays?
Oh God. I gotta go Jays, but shout out to Chuck Taylor's, baby. I got some on right now.
All right, Dave. Chuck Taylor's or Jays?
Jays.
Okay, Jays. Dave. Tupac or Biggie?
This is where friendships fall off.
Give me Biggie. I'm gonna take Biggie.
All right. You had that New York hat on. I knew that was coming.
Oh yeah, give me Biggie.
All right, Baylor.
You know where I'm going.
Tupac.
California love.
Yeah.
All right. This last one. East Coast or West Coast? Baylor.
East Coast what?
East Coast, what's the best coast? East Coast, West Coast.
Come on. Man.
East Coast.
Come on. Sunshine State, baby. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
The coronavirus is all through the city, and people still out here doing jumping jacks in the streets. You know what I'm saying? Now, we are hit, but come on. 16 championships. Historical football teams left.
Hold on, Tama. I will say this though.
You're outnumbered here, so you can't win this argument.
I think I could make a compelling argument that, you know, California pretty much, and I would think they have more professional sports team than any other state. Is that a true story?
No, that's not true, because we don't count the Kings.
Wait.
That's true.
But I think but I mean overall, like you look at the Dodgers, you got the Angels, you got so many sports teams in California where you guys are stacking the deck.
Yeah, but one of those teams got everything.
Well, I could say the same for the Yankees.
That's it. That's all y'all got.
That's all we need.
Okay.
When you see this Yankee hat, you already know. This is 27 rings, man.
Okay, y'all can have those 27 rings, and that's holding y'all ship up. But we got a huge balance in the back with Frisco. You know, my Dodgers ain't won in a long time, but that's not what we're talking about.
Nah, they cheated the Dodgers. I think Houston cheated them.
Oh yeah, definitely. UCLA. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! UCLA basketball. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it.
Shout out to John Wooden, the great, the guy. Yeah,
absolutely.
All right. So that was a rapid fire. Now we're going to get to what I wanted to talk about the most here.
Okay.
We don't know if the NBA season is going to come back. It's on hiatus. Uh-huh. It may come back. It may not. But we're going to settle this tonight.
Yep.
Western Conference Finals, Lakers versus the Clippers. Who's winning and why?
Lakers.
Oh,
and it's not even to me, it's not debatable. And I think looking at the last game, and I know it's a really small sample size, but I think when you look at the first game where the Lakers played the Clippers, and I don't think both teams were either, you know, fully healthy, I think the Lakers lost it in the fourth quarter. You know, they really, I think LeBron had 2 points. I think AD had 2 points, which is truly uncharacteristic of those guys. They should have had more. They should have performed better. They didn't. Second game, they lost it in the fourth quarter again. You know what that tells me? If that team can figure it out in the fourth quarter, which they did in the third game that they had, the team controls their own destiny. And I think they figured that out. Now, granted, I don't think you're going to get Avery Bradley, who's going to go, you know, put up, you know, score 20 something points. But the thing with the Lakers is you don't need one person. Like, you don't have to rely on just that one person. It could be Avery Bradley. It could be Rondo. It could be Kuzma. It could be any of the other guys that are coming off the bench. They just need to be able to contribute and score and play the defense that they play. I still don't believe that the Clippers have an answer for AD whatsoever. There is no answer for AD. And it was refreshing to see LeBron start out on Kawhi Leonard. Granted, you're not going to stop these guys, but when you know I'm putting my best against your best, it really, you know, get the juices going. I got the Lakers in six. And if you're playing in California, whether it's Clippers, if it's a home game for the Clippers, it's a Lakers game.
I think
the Lakers got home court advantage.
Baylor, what are your thoughts?
Clippers have a offensive liability player in Patrick Beverley. So when he's on the floor, that means we're going to bring Avery Bradley on. When he's off the floor, then we're going to bring Caruso on to make it hard on whatever point guard that they have. They have too many players trying to offset Bron. That is their problem because they will not be able to play all those players in that series alone. Okay, so if they do, that knocks off their chemistry and their rhythm. Another thing is they don't have an answer for AD. They don't have an answer for our big man in general. And we have this secret weapon, and that has been the secret weapon for both star players on each team, and that's Danny Green.
DG.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll win in six. I mean, it's six home games, but, you know.
Yeah, I definitely got – I have the Lakers winning. And I try not to get too high and low on regular season games. But I think these guys had this game marked on their calendar. I think it meant something. And the way those teams, they wanted to win the game. And one thing that I realized is that when they had Lou Williams on the court, they picked on him. They put him in a lot of pick and roll situations.
It was what they did to Steph Curry when they played the Warriors. It's like, come on up here. Come on up here.
Exactly. Y'all going to be scrambling. And this is where I think LeBron's talent is, the ability to see the floor and the willingness to make those passes, because you hesitate. Like, guys would probably come off and be like, we're going to double him. Now they're kind of playing that jump rope where they're looking at him. trying to figure out if they're going to run at him or try to retreat to the open guy. So, you know, he definitely puts that team when they come in with Lou Williams. He can make Lou Williams similar to what they did to James Harden with the Heat when he came off the bench. They did a lot of pick and roll, and then you found James Harden guarding LeBron. He was getting into foul trouble. He was out of rhythm. You do the same thing with Lou Williams. Now that punch you got coming off the bench isn't there, and now you're like, well, we need another guy to step up. And I don't know where they're going to get that extra scoring from. I like Montrell, but I feel like he's going to play more minutes. And I think Patrick Beverly is a head case. I just truly think in
first
the moment,
team, all defense. First yeah. team, all defense. He does that all game.
He's going to find himself in foul trouble, and he just picks up stupid texts. I love his emotion and his fire, but he got to know when to calm down, and he has that reputation for being real snippy.
That's 40% of his defense. Westbrook, shout out to my boy Russ. He said it best. Y'all got to stop being fooled by.
He's tricking you. Pat Sam is tricking you.
Yeah, that's all it is. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a good defender. But most of it is just yapping. I ain't going to lie to you. I think coming into the season, the media allowed the Clippers to take on his bad boy image. And therefore, it spilled over into the games, and it became their identity. But if you smack them cats in the mouth like we did in the third game, in which they waited for a minute because, you know, Avery Bradley got a check for staring at him.
Yeah.
Whereas Patrick was sitting up there, Pat Bev was just, you know, getting all up under Bron and things like that, clown stuff. We've seen it before with
KD.
With KD, but not only, remember Bron had got into it with I can't think of, we just said his name earlier from the Pacers.
We going way back, like Deshaun Stevenson, Devon.
Not Deshaun Stevenson, but Lance Stevenson. Lance Stevenson.
Yeah.
It's the same type of thing. They're trying to get under his skin. You know what I mean? And that's some of his defense. But when you go at these cats, you can see them bow down. You attack Lou Will with better offense. Mm-hmm. And because on the flip side, he got to come back and play defense, and he can't guard a lick.
Nope. He doesn't want to play defense.
Exactly. He want to preserve his energy and make sure he put up buckets on the offensive side. That's why we was kind of a little concerned when we was like, y'all didn't want to bring Jamal Crawford in, you know, a little former Knicks tape, you know what I'm saying? But no, you know, because we don't have too many guards that can actually penetrate to the basket like that.
Okay. Now, the NBA, it's all about matchups. The Lakers go on. They play the Bucks. We'll start with you, Baylor.
Maybe. Ooh.
Well, this is just our hypothetical world. We don't even know if it's going to happen. But we're just saying Lakers-Bucks in the finals. It's going to be sometime late August, early September. Who is the key for the Lakers in that series to beat the Bucks, in your opinion?
I'm going to say the key person is going to be AD and Danny Green. AD is because he got a man up. He got a man up against Greek, and then we got to force Middleton to earn his check. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, I don't really care for Milwaukee.
That's fair. Dave, who's got to step up in that series?
Are you talking about for both teams or just
– Just LA. Talking?
So who has to step up? I think – I don't even know, honestly. I don't even know if guys need to step up. They just need to essentially play their game. If everything is fair and everything stayed the same, I think the Lakers ultimately are the better team. So I don't know if guys on the Lakers need to step up as much as guys like Bledsoe. He needs to step up. He needs to step up to make that a series. He's been atrocious in the playoffs and in these big matchups. He's disappeared. He hasn't been the guy that we think he can be. And the same with Chris Middleton. So I think the Lakers are going to be who they are. The Lakers know who they are. They know what they do. They know their strength. They got guys like AD. They got JaVale McGee. They got Dwight Howard. They can match him with size. They can match him with athleticism. You know, they got the talent. I think LeBron is going to be a mismatch. I don't really think that they want to pair him against AD, Greek Freak, but what we've seen in that series is that AD isn't a good, the Greek Freak isn't really a good shooter.
Yeah.
So I think that that's more a comfortable matchup for the Lakers. So I don't know if I would focus more so on guys on the Lakers that need to step up as much as I would guys on the Bucks that need to step up. And I do think it's Bledsoe. I do think that is Middleton. They will take so much off of Greek Freak if those guys come to play. If they don't come to play, I got the Lakers in five.
Lakers in five. You heard it here first. Lakers win the championship.
no argument here.
All right, fellas. Well, thank you for coming on. It was great. I knew you guys would pair up great, banter back and forth. Before you leave, Baylor, you got a podcast. You want to tell our fans, our listeners, where they can hear you and find out more about Baylor the Great?
Yes, sir. So at Baylor the Great on all social media platforms, BTG for President podcast, and also Open Run with BTG. My Open Run with BTG every Wednesday. BTG for President every Thursday. I'm going to keep it rolling. There's no sports, but there is history, and I will give my take on everything. My Raiders has been eating up free agency. I'm surprised we ain't talked about that. John Gruden, the God. Okay.
I see. We'll get you back on. So Big Ben's more of a football guy. I kind of know it, but he's a football guy. We'll get you back on to talk Raiders.
Okay. And, you know, and then shout out to you know, the Patriots. So what? I don't care about that. You know what I mean? I know Brady is from the state, but he has been an enemy of mine ever since the Tuck rule. Mm-hmm. So God bless the Patriots. And that's it.
Dave, you want to talk about Simply Basketball or plug anything else?
Yeah, well, I have a group on Facebook called Simply Basketball, and I always tell people we're about quality over quantity. So it isn't really one of those extremely large Facebook groups. I think we have about 200 members, but the members in there are very knowledgeable about the history of the game, not just NBA, but college street basketball. So it's definitely an environment where you can come, talk sports, have fun. So yeah, we definitely, if anybody want to come talk basketball, you know, have fun, Harriman, you know, come check us out. So yeah, that's all right. I got.
Well, thanks, guys. We should do it again.
Absolutely, right, man. Thanks all for right. having me.
No doubt. All right. Y'all have all a good right. one.
See you guys.
All right.
Seattle, Portland, LA, San Fran, San Diego, Scottsdale, Phoenix. This is Kay Wynn.
And Big Ben.
And we are Western Standard Time. WSD Podcast. We're everywhere online. Podbean, iTunes, Apple Podcast. What do we talk about, Ben?
We got all sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, Pac-12, WCC. If it's on the West Coast, we got you covered.
You know what else we got you covered? A little lifestyle, a little fun, a little banter to lighten up your day. There are 5-minute life guides.
So whether you live in Seattle, Kansas City, Frisco, Texas, Boston, Worcester, Florida, and you love West Coast sports, make sure you follow us, download us. New episode every Friday.
And we're out.
Boom.
Boom.